You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everyone. I'm Anthony Kastrovitz, joined as always by Rhett Bollinger, talking Twins here. And in the absence of hard news involving the Twins, we're going to have a little fun interactive game ourselves here. I'm going to throw out a category. You tell me which Twins player is most likely to fulfill that category in 2016. First one I'm going to throw at you. Who is most likely on this club to throw a no-hitter or a perfect game in 2016?
That's a good one. I guess I'll go with the guy who's already done it then. I know Irvin Santana's already thrown one back when he was with the Angels against the Royals a few years ago. So I'll go with him. I think that he's probably the veteran of the staff, and on paper, probably the opening day starter, so probably their best pitcher. So I would go with Irvin Santana.
I was at that no-hitter, actually against the Indians. And it was one of those where, it was just one of those where you literally do not realize you're watching a no-hitter until the seventh or eighth inning. You're like, wait a second, you know?
Just like Liriano, yeah. It's funny.
Yeah, exactly. Who's most likely to hit for the cycle?
Well, that's another good one. I think the Twins have so much, speed on their roster with so many young guys. You could easily see a guy like Byron Buxton do it. I don't know if he has the power quite yet. He's still kind of developing that. So I think a guy who has a little bit more power than him at the moment would be a guy like Eddie Rosario. Rosario had so many triples last year. That's always the hardest part is getting those triples. So I think we know Rosario can hit triples. I think he's probably the most likely, but you could make a case for, Eduardo Escobar or even Brian Dozier as guys that have a little bit of speed and power too. But I think Rosario might be the most likely to hit for the cycle.
Somewhat along those lines, a 2020 season, 20 homers, 20 stolen bases. Do you see that in the cards for any member of this roster?
Well, Brian Dozier did do it 2 years ago. First time I think someone on the Twins had done it since Torrey Hunter.
Yeah.
But last year, I think Dozier only had about 12 stolen bases. So unless Dozier really kind of picks it up in the stolen base category, it might be a little tougher for him, but I could still see it happening. Rosario kind of comes to mind as well. I think Rosario only had 12 home runs last year, and obviously not the whole season. So if Rosario, were to be able to hit 20 home runs, which I'm not quite sure that he could get to that plateau, he would certainly have a chance as well. But I think there's probably the two most likely guys. I don't know if that's to take some more power from Rosario, a little bit more speed from Dozier.
Going back to the pitching side of things, how about the longest scoreless inning streak?
Well, I think last year the guy that had the longest one was Kyle Gibson. I think when Kyle Gibson really gets rolling, I think he's got a chance to do that. As a guy that, doesn't give up very many home runs, keeps the ball on the ground. If he gets into a groove here, especially if he can kind of get his strikeout numbers up a little bit, which he did late in the season last year. I think the second half, his strikeout rate definitely was a lot better. I think he kind of got a little bit better feel and command for finishing his pitches. I think Gibson makes the most sense just because I think sometimes the scoreless streaks can just go away, on one bad pitch. Kind of hits a home run and there goes your scoreless streak. I think with Gibson, the fact that he can keep the ball in the ballpark, and I think he's going to take a big step forward this year, I think Kyle Gibson's got the best chance to do that.
And a streak of a different sort, a hitting streak. We know nobody's going to threaten Joe DiMaggio, but who's going to have the longest hitting streak of 2016?
Well, I'll go with Joe M then instead of Joe D. So I think Joe Mauer's got a chance here with a longer hitting streak. I think much as last year, in the last couple of years, he's kind of been down a little bit offensively. Last year he had a pretty long hitting streak, and he also had a really long on-base streak where he at least drew a walk or had a hit, and I forget a lot of games last year. I think it was the second longest in the majors. So I think as much as, Mauer probably is never going to be quite the player that he was, I still think he's a guy who's still their most consistent hitter in terms of hitting for average. So I think Mauer's got the best chance to be that.
Seems like he had some interesting thoughts from Twins Fest just about the adjustment it takes at his age and experience level, to go out there. And we all know, as you said, I mean, he's not going to be the player he once was, but he certainly seems to embrace the idea of making adjustments at this stage in his career.
Yeah, he really does. And I think even the last couple of years, he's changed, his off-season routines, that kind of stuff, knowing that he's not a catcher anymore. He's really worked a lot more on kind of staying healthy and kind of changing his routine in terms of kind of even stretching and just being a little more limber. Last year, it seemed to really help him in terms of staying on the field. Didn't really have any injury problems at all last year. That's kind of when he changed his routine. So now I think for him, it's just kind of a matter of continuing to adjust and see if he can become, a better offensive player. Because the Twins still believe, I don't think anyone really thinks he's going to get back quite to that MVP level or anything, but I think the Twins still believe he can still be a slightly better hitter than he's been the last few years. So for him, it's going to be adjustments, and I think some of it he's talked about even, you know, the strike zone and being smarter about, you know, the pitches that he's taking and swinging at. Obviously, in the past, as a young hitter, that was probably his best quality. And I think maybe a little bit of the changes in strike zones and everything kind of messed him up a little bit. So I think, yeah, just always a game of adjustments, and Mauer's been trying to do that, but we'll see how the results end up being this season.
All right, a couple more in our little game here. And this is an interesting one where the Twins are concerned because they do have discernible depth in rotation options. So who is most likely to lose a starting spot in the rotation?
Well, most likely to lose a spot would be a guy like Ricky Nolasco if he were to win a job in spring. I think if Nolasco wins a job, despite you know, his salary, I think that the Twins would also still have to kind of keep a close eye and see how he does. And if he were to struggle, the Twins have so many options. They could easily, you know, bring up a guy like Jose Berrios, or in this situation, the chance that Nolasco could make the team, and a guy like Tyler Duffy could be at AAA. So
yeah.
I think that Nolasco would probably be the most likely, because I think, or even Tommy Malone, if Tommy Malone were to get the fifth spot and then were to struggle and Berrios were to come up. Because I can't imagine a guy like Gibson or Hughes or Santana is probably going to lose a spot. I think it's more likely those back two spots. But I think probably Nolasco would probably be the most likely in that situation.
And is there a bench player most likely to end up snagging a spot in the starting lineup, maybe not for opening day, but maybe as the season goes along?
I think John Ryan Murphy is probably the most likely in that sense. Catcher they acquired from the Yankees for Aaron Hicks. This is a guy they really like his potential. But I think going into the season, Kurt Suzuki is going to be the starter. They're going to split some duties. But if Suzuki were to continue to kind of slip offensively like last year and have trouble throwing at runners like he did last year, I could see them kind of switching to Murphy, who I think at this point is a better defensive catcher than Suzuki, at least, you know, physically in terms of being able to throw runners out. I think he's obviously got a lot to learn in terms of, you know, calling games and everything. That's why I think learning from Suzuki will be good for him. But I think right now it's kind of the point where unless Suzuki kind of turns it around after the last season, that the Twins are kind of looking toward Murphy being their catcher of the future, and it could be much sooner rather than later, depending on how Suzuki starts the season.
All right, last one, Rhett, and this is the hardest one. Who is most likely to use Justin Bieber for their walk-up music?
Oh, wow. That's a good one. Wow, I don't think. Since that's the young guys on their team, I'm trying to think of who would be their Justin Bieber guy. Well, it's funny. I was on Caravan with Casey Steen, and we were listening to his iPhone on the speaker in the bus,
yeah.
And a Justin Bieber song came on. So, but unfortunately, as a reliever, unless he becomes closer, he's not going to be coming out to Justin Bieber. So I'm going to go with Brian Dozier, I think. I know that he likes a lot of different types of music. I know he's more of a country guy and all that, but I know Dozier's probably the jokester on the team a little bit, and I know he listens to a lot of different types of music, so I'm going to go with him. But I still think I'd got to be surprised if any Twin players had Bieber as their walk-up music. But if I had to pick anybody, I'd pick the guy with the best sense of humor. I'd go with Dozier.
You might be hearing from Dozier about that prediction. But I want to thank Rhett for playing along, and thank you all for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.